Go ahead, Jed.
Well, Glenn just frankly, and I'm trying to be charitable here, has no goddamn idea what he's talking about.
That's not a very nice word you use.
Well, I'll say, it's only because you have a nice family radio show.
That's right.
The worst one.
Family values, pal.
Well, there you go. But the point really comes down to the fact, Hamdan said no such thing. The fact is that the president has inherent powers separate and aside from FISA to do what he did. The judge said that the inherent powers argument was something she just didn't even deal with. She talked about it for half a page or so and just blew right by it. What she says is that unless FISA gives the president that power, he doesn't have it. The Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, has said to the contrary several times. This case is a joke.
That's your opinion. You don't like her opinion. Did Congress not pass a law 30 years ago, as Glenn points out, making it a felony to eavesdrop on Americans without a warrant?
Alan, the thing is, I just told you, 2511-2F specifically exempts this from FISA. Read the statute. There is
not even
no
the Allen
coverage.
Administration. Alberto Gonzalez acknowledges, everyone acknowledges, that that
nobody
FISA covers eavesdropping on American citizens. Everybody acknowledges that. This interpretation that he's made, if this eavesdropping weren't within FISA, there wouldn't be a controversy. You wouldn't need an alternative program that the president ordered by executive statute. Of course it covers eavesdropping on American citizens. That's the whole point. And let me ask
the point is that it doesn't cover foreign intelligence gathering.
The name of the statute is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The whole purpose of it is to regulate eavesdropping for foreign intelligence.
The problem is that it can't regulate.
Hold on one second. Glenn, I mean, Jed, go ahead.
Look,
Jed.
The point is that the president has constitutional powers separate and apart from FISA.
Where does it exempt what the president did? Where in that law does it exempt him from doing this?
Number one, Alan, the FISA cannot, by congressional act, it cannot circumscribe constitutional powers of the president. So whether or not it tries to do,
what's
it
the purpose
can.
Of the FISA law then?
That's the whole purpose of the FISA, was to create a mechanism to do this, and the president didn't need it. FISA was something that is unconstitutional from the start.
Wait, you're deciding, you're unilaterally sitting here proclaiming the law unconstitutional, and that is not what Judge Taylor said.
Yeah, well, what basically Judge Taylor said.
Right.
All right, whatever.
Go ahead.
I have a question, which is this. FISA has been in place since 1978. Every administration since then has complied with it. Carter, two administrations under President Reagan, President Bush, 41, in which Mr. Babin served, and both Clinton administrations. It was not until George Bush got caught violating the law by eavesdropping in violation of FISA did everyone start trying to claim to defend the president, oh, this law is unconstitutional.
Well, that's also factually incorrect.
I'm asking you a question. Are you aware of any prominent person on behalf of any administration before the Bush administration who argued that FISA was unconstitutional? I'm not. Every administration complied with it.
How about Mr. Carter's Attorney General, Griffin Bell, who said that FISA cannot circumscribe the president's constitutional powers? If you don't understand that, he was saying that was unconstitutional.
I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up. We'll take some calls. We'll get your response, 877-367-2526. I'm Alan Combs. Glenn Greenwald has written How a Patriot Acts. It's glenngreenwald.blogspot.com. His unclaimed territory is his blog. Jed Babin, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense. Glenn is claiming, were Bush a private citizen, given what he has done, he would be a felon. If you're doing time, Jed is saying that's not true. You're saying the act under which he has been accused of committing a crime is unconstitutional. But Glenn made a great point. Only after the fact now are people like you claiming this law is unconstitutional, now that the president's been caught breaking it.
Well, again, Alan, I mean, it would be a great point if it were true, but it's not. And what I was pointing out when you had to go to the break is that even Griffin Bell, way, way, way back when, Carter's attorney general, said that FISA doesn't infringe on the president's constitutional powers. And And the FISA, even just reading the plain language of the law, it exempts what the president did. And, you know, again, to say that if the Bush was a private citizen, he'd be in jail for it, well, you know, it's silly, because if Bush was a private citizen, he wouldn't have had the power.
Well, then
the
president,
program.
Given your theory, the president could at any time simply say, this is national security, I don't need to get a warrant, I have declared so as president with no oversight by any other branch of government. That's not exactly how things work constitutionally.
Well, yes, they do, Alan. If you read the Supreme Court cases like the Keith case and U.S. v. Reynolds and a whole bunch of others, that's what they say.
Glenn, you want to respond?
Alan, the Keith case that he just mentioned is a 1972 case which said that eavesdropping on American citizens without warrants is unconstitutional. It ruled unconstitutional under the Fourth Amendment the Nixon administration's eavesdropping on U.S. citizens without search warrants.
But it wasn't foreign intelligence. That's the difference. You guys can't seem to get it
down. Jed is claiming that because there was foreign intelligence that makes a difference.
That's the whole difference.
No, but the point is, he mentions this case as though it supports his position.
It does.
Hold on. Let Glenn speak, Jed. Let him finish.
What they said was, this case does not involve foreign intelligence. We leave that question open. We're not deciding it. They said nothing that supports his position. But let me ask.
Well, wait a minute. Can I just respond to that? Because it clearly does.
You were part of the Bush 41 administration. Many times when an administration thinks the law is unconstitutional, they can raise it in many, many ways. They can go into court and get a ruling that it's unconstitutional. Did that administration, the Bush 41 administration, or the Reagan administration, ever go into court, ever contest the validity of FISA and claim it's unconstitutional?
Did your administration ever? If I can get a word in edgewise here in this
you've got plenty of words in. Go ahead.
You know, the point, no, I'm not going to answer that question.
Why not?
Let me talk. You blathered for a minute and a half.
Hold on, guys. Jed, how about answering the question? Why didn't any administration take this to court?
Wait a minute. What he said was the Keith case doesn't support what I'm saying. That's false. Quote, Justice Powell, Lewis Powell, quote, Congress simply left presidential powers where it found them, end quote. FISA did not limit the inherent powers of the president. United States Supreme Court, read it and weep.
FISA didn't exist when that decision was issued. They weren't there.
There are some people who just won't listen, and you're one of them. There is inherent power in the president to do this. The judge, Anna Diggs Taylor, did not discuss how she got past that point. She said in her decision, effectively, that unless FISA gives him that power, he doesn't have it.
The case you were just talking about, as Glenn pointed out, there was no FISA law at that point. Taylor is ruling on the FISA law, a law that has come into existence,
Alan,
since that earlier case.
Power, he doesn't have it. And that is contrary to FISA. It's contrary to every Supreme Court case on foreign intelligence.
All right, I only got a moment left.
Has the Supreme Court.
Glenn, you want to respond?
Well, I want to respond to a couple of ways. Number one is that the Justice Department actually didn't advance any of these arguments that he's making. They told the court that she had no authority to rule on any of these issues.
Yeah,
she said she did and ordered them to make these arguments, and they failed to. So to the extent that she didn't address certain arguments, it's because the Bush administration chose not to raise them. But I think the more important point is there is a pattern of the illegality that the courts are finding. They ruled in 2004 with Sandra Day O'Connor writing the opinion that the Bush administration violated the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens by trying to hold them in prison without charges in the Hamdi case. Then again, in Hamdan, they ruled that they were violating the Geneva Convention.
Right.
And now they
ruled
that they were violating
the Geneva Convention
statute. Every time the Bush administration's conduct is ruled on by a court,
I'm just out of time. I know this could go on for many, many hours. You guys could go at it. I thank you both very much for being with us tonight. Glenn Greenwald, Unclaimed Territory is the blog, and How Would a Patriot Act is the book. Jed Babin, I thank you. You're the author of Inside the Asylum, for a former undersecretary under Bush 41. I thank you both for being with us. We'll come right back. Phones open, 877-4-ALAN. Right back to you. Bill.